Hello, John. Is your dad right there? This is Brother Straight calling. Yes, Brother Palm. I just wanted to tell you about the picture. I stopped at your daughter's, and she had several out there. And the one that she had is the same picture that you had. And it doesn't show quite as much wear. The one, remember I told you, the one you had was cracked across. So she let me take that one, and I'll have a cut of it tomorrow morning. So that's working out real good. And after all of our effort, I just thought I should call you and let you know. And I wanted you to remember that that phone call, and I'll pay for it for you. Yeah, well, I'm perfectly willing to, because after all, it was for us. And yes, I didn't go until later anyway. It was, oh, I don't know what time it was when I went, but I guess it must have been 2 or 2:30. And she was there, and a little girl there. And yeah, so that worked out pretty good. Yeah. Yeah, well, this'll be real good, and it'll give me a cut for him for later on, too, when I need it, see, so. Yeah, well, that's good. I appreciate your helping me here to get that going. Yeah. Yeah, well, we'll see you then, Brother Palm. Yeah. Oh, yes. I talked to him about it a little. He's not interested in selling that one. He does have the type and some other things, but he isn't interested in selling the press. Now, the only other thing, I talked to you one day, you know, about the one that Gerald has. Gerald wants to get another one. And whether this is anything that you'd be interested in or not, I don't know. I can mention it to Gerald, and he could get in touch with you. His is the one problem here. His has no counter, and it has he has no motor for it yet, and it makes a lot of details to get the thing going, see. And I don't know whether, I mean, maybe you might have a motor even that would run it. I don't know. They should have a variable speed motor. That way you can slow them down or speed them up to your own gait, you know. And Well, I'll keep my eyes open, because I get around quite a bit to some of these different printers, and I may come up with something. But the fellow over there would have type and things like that that you could use, and you could buy cheap. But the press, he doesn't, I don't know why, because just sitting there, I don't think he'll ever use it, but there are some of these kicking around different places, and every once in a while one comes up for sale. In fact, I think maybe there's a man down in, I don't know where he lives, maybe in Mayfield. Gerald knows this fellow, he's got one to sell, but there again, I don't know whether it's anything you'd want or not, see, so. Yeah, well, no, but I'll keep it in mind, so see what we can come up with. Okay, Brother Palm. Yeah, yeah. Have you been doing anything with your other one? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah, well, that's good. Sure. Sure. Yeah. Yeah, well, one thing that's a problem right now, I guess, with everybody, and that's that money is so tight. Nobody seems to be... I've got several bills out with printing, and I'm doing our church discipline right now, but you just have to sit and wait and wait and wait for your money, and that doesn't help either. I'm glad I don't have any big overhead. That's where other fellows, like this fellow over at Coronet Press, he's just about snowed under right now. Financially, it's just, It's just almost more than they can take. The money doesn't come in. And the big fellow, big shop up in Glens Falls, they, I can't think of the name of it now, but anyway, they closed right down. Glencraft Printing it was. And I knew that fellow. I used to work for him in Lake Placid. And he was $260,000 in the hole. So I think it's time he did close, really. Well, I think with him, you see, he got so big, he bought so much equipment. If you buy new equipment, unless you've got the money to lay out, you're just sunk, that's all. Because you've got to have the money to invest. If you tie up every cent you've got, or you go in debt for machinery, and then you don't have anything coming in, it floors you, that's all. He spent a lot of money. He went to, got a computer. I think he paid somewhere around $80,000 just for a computer, and this does the job of a linotype, only it does it for offset, see, but you've got to have the money coming in or to spend that much, that's all. And he's known himself under. He's one of these fellows that's always feels like he's a big-time operator, you know, and he doesn't have the pocketbook to go with it. No, and I don't know what he's going to do now, but he's certainly messed up that business, so that's the way it goes. Actually, when you have help to pay and all of that, you know, that's where your money goes, really. That's why with mine, I can drive up there and do a few jobs, and whatever I make is mine, because my... Well, I guess it's the way it's going to be with me. I told the fellow over to Saratoga the other day, I said, man, you're working for these fellows that are in here working for you. He works nights and Saturdays, and they all have their time, you know, to themselves, so that's the way it goes. Oh, yeah. Well, I think they are probably out of business. I think they'll go out now.